A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Ayin Zayin. Nedarim 77a. Pagination is 153. We're dealing with cases of hafara, which is the act of negating done by a husband or father. And the cases of hatara, the cases of annulment that's done by a Talmud Chacham or by a Bezdin, a team of three. And on this daf, we're going to get practical and deal with cases regarding Shabbos. So the Gemara tells us on the top line, Mefirim Nidorim b'Shabbos. You're able to do the negating done by a husband or father on Shabbos, because if not, they would miss the day of Biyom Shamo, the day that they need to take action and object. V'nish'alim l'nedorim, but regarding Hataras Nedorim, where you're asking the Talmud Chacham or the three people to annul the vow, so that's only allowed to be done shehein letzorech haShabbos, if it's needed for Shabbos. Because otherwise, you could ask on Sunday. You don't have to ask now. And that's the halacha. As far as hafara goes, we're going to discuss the method, but somehow we're going to enable the husband or father to do hafara on Shabbos. But as far as hataras nedarim go, that's going to be done on Shabbos only if it's needed for Shabbos, but otherwise we would wait until after Shabbos. Now, although Hataras Nedarim is often done with a team of three people, it's not really constituting a Bezdin. It's not really a Din, a Halacha that's being paskened by Bezdin, and that shows up in a number of applications. Number one, that the team of three is allowed to include krovim relatives. You could have two brothers sitting on the same team of three doing Ataras Nedarim, for example, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it's fine, because it's not a Bezdin really, even though we refer to it as a Bezdin, because it's three people. Also, a ger, a convert, would not normally sit on a Bezdin to impose certain types of fines or judgment calls. We would normally not have a ger on the Bezdin. But when we're referring to a Bezdin in the context of Ataras Nedarim, it likewise is permitted for a ger to be part of the team. If you take a look at the Gemara about seven lines up, the Gemara says, Afilu Belayla, and you can do such a Hataras Nedarim even at night. Lo Mischazi Kedino, it's not the same as a judgment of Bezdin that would not be allowed to start at night. Let's turn over to the second side of today's daf at the beginning of the wide lines. Lo yomar odam leishto b'Shabbos. A person should not tell his wife on Shabbos, mufar lichi, batel lichi, that the vow is negated or nullified, kederach she'omer le'bechol, the same way that he says it during the week. Ella, rather, omer la, he tells her, to leave ve'ichli, to leave ushasi. He tells her to go eat or drink, whatever the vow was about, to go ahead and violate the vow. He gives her instructions that she could. V'haneder batal me'elov, and the vow is automatically negated. Amar Rabbi Yechonon explained, v'tzorech she'yevatel belibo. This works in conjunction with the fact that in his heart, he is being mevatel the neder. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Lamed Dalid Chaf Dalid, we find Mefirim Nedarim B'Shabbos. You can negate a neder on Shabbos. even if it's not something that's needed for Shabbos, because as we said, we have to catch b'yom shamo, the opportunity of that same day. And as we said in yesterday's session, you're not entitled to 24 hours, which would include some of Motzei Shabbos. It's going to expire the same time that Shabbos expires, that opportunity. And therefore, we allow him to negate, but he has to say it differently. He has to handle it differently. Lo yomar lo, he shouldn't say to her, Mufar lichi kmo sheomer b'chol, that it's negated the way he does that during the week. Ela mevatel belibo, he's mevatel it in his heart, v'omer lo, and says, Taliva ichli, taliva shesi, ukayotze bazet. He gives her instructions that she's now allowed to eat, now allowed to drink, and that's enough of an articulation. But the actual statement, so to speak, of negating the vow is not done audibly on Shabbos, but rather only in his mind or heart. Under normal circumstances, however, the hafara would be done audibly by the husband or father. It's described in Shulchan Aruch Resh Lamed Aleph Sif Lamed Zayin, Mefer Adam Nidre Ishto Uvito B'chol Lashon. A person can negate the vows of his wife or his daughter in any language. Ve'af al pi she'ena makeres, even if she doesn't recognize that language, as long as he expresses himself in a known language. V'ketzad mefer, how is it done? Omer gimel pa'amim, he says three times, mufar, it's negated, obatel, or it's nullified. Ukayotze b'devarim she'en yonam akiras haneder mi'ikaro, something that makes it very clear that he is undoing the vow at its very essence. Ben b'faneha, ben shelo b'faneha. It could be done in front of her. It could be done not in front of her, because, as we understand, it's not that he has to undo her vow for her, so to speak. He's undoing it because this is a license that the Torah gave him, b'yom shamo, that he's allowed to negate the vow and declare it null and void. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.